It's 8:50, and this is AM 580, and Dave Dickey is out at the All-Day Ag Outlook meeting at the Beef House in Covington today. Sitting in for him with our pre-opening report is Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Dan. Thanks, everybody. And just a reminder, you can still go out to the Beef House and catch some of the panelists at the All-Day Ag Outlook. It's free. If you want to stay for lunch, that's an additional $8.75. You'll be able to get that there. We'll hope to see you out there, coming a little bit late, if you'd like. The cash hog market today looks like this. Slaughter hog prices are predicted to be mostly steady in the west, but flat to weak in the eastern half of the region. Livestock market managers in the west said sales Monday are moderately active, but not large enough to fill packers' needs for the week. Also, weights remain critical, so some processors can hold off selling for a few days if prices aren't to their liking. In the east, dealers and market managers said packers may have enough hogs on the books to further pressure prices. Peoria called steady with a top price of $42.50. They said buying interest improved late yesterday. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, Monday, February 26th, negotiated swine purchases were $15,563 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was 54 even to 65 even. The weighted average, 60.55, down 85 cents from Friday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 44.63 to 52.50, the weighted average, 48.72. In the west, negotiated swine purchases were $10,749. The base price range was $53.75 to $67 even. The weighted average, $63.74. That was up 20 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from $45.07 to $50.15, with the weighted average, $48.46.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
There's a bit of a sell-off overnight on the commodity markets. We'll take a look at those numbers coming up and get an opening call from Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. First of all, a look at our growing area's weather. Here is meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom. And taking a look at the South American weather, first of all, some very heavy rains fell over some of the southern growing areas of Argentina during the last 24 hours. The areas affected include the provinces of San Luis or La Pampa, Buenos Aires, southern Santa Fe, southern Entre Rios, and southern Cordoba. And the heaviest rains fell in two spots, one in the central into southern portions of San Luis, where one reported amount was 8 2/3 inches of rain, a lot of rain. In southern Cordoba, one location got just under 5 inches of rain. Another area that got heavy rain was in north-central Buenos Aires province. Several places got a lot of rain there, too, in some cases well over 3 inches. So some heavy, heavy rainfall. These are actually 2 days totals I'm giving you, but heavy rainfall in southern portions of Argentina. Some of those areas that previously had been rather dry, they've been getting rain of late, now the heavy rain. There are a few pockets that maybe have gotten too much rain, and that could reduce yields a little bit but most of the crops, though, the rain is very beneficial for filling grains here toward the end of the corn and soybean growing season there. So it looks like we'll not be talking about any more dryness in Argentina here the rest of the way. And it looks like on the forecast that there will be some more showers occurring farther to the northeast. So most of the corn and bean areas of Argentina are going to get rain over the next 7 days. And again, any concerns at all will be too much water than not enough. But it does look like there will be some periods of drying this weekend through much of next week. So we don't expect the problems to be widespread, but rather on the isolated side. And temperatures are going to be warming up a little bit in northern Argentina into western Brazil. But I don't think this is going to be a major problem. There might be a few minor heat-related issues there. Now, as we look at Brazil, there's going to be less rain there, and in general that's good news for harvesting in the northern crop areas of Brazil, because they were too wet and there may be some yield reductions from previous rains. But right now it is drying out a bit in the northern production areas of Brazil. Over the last 24 hours, the only rain that fell was very light in a few portions of Mato Grosso, also northern Goiás and northern Minas Gerais, but most of Brazil stayed dry. The crops are filling now, and they're going into their harvest season. So, by and large, the conditions look favorable there. In the Midwest Corn Belt, more rain is on the way. Some snow for the upper Midwest. More moisture, more flooding potential as the next weather system will pull out of the plains tomorrow and move across our area Thursday and then spin around the Great Lakes on Friday, ushering in colder than average air for the second day of March. So it appears that we're going to stay in an active weather pattern. There are some signs that a couple more storms will come at us over the next couple of weeks. So there will be no dryness issues in the Midwest. It's all going to be wetness issues. Right now, favorable moisture for the beginning of the crop season. The only concern right now is will it get dry enough for planting, but there's still plenty of time for that. And I've talked to a lot of people who say we can deal with too much rain more than not enough. So right now, that's the case across the Midwest Corn Belt. Same thing for the Delta. Many of the U.S. growing areas have plenty of moisture to start the season. That's a look at the growing areas. We'll see you at the Beef House at the All Day Outlook meeting. The weather panel gets underway at 12:40 Central, 1:40 Eastern time right after lunch this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Overnight trade looked like this in Kansas City. The March contract opened at 505.5 for wheat. That's down 2.25 cents on the open. Last traded down 5.25. May wheat 514.5 down 1.75. Last traded down 6.25. In Chicago on the Board of Trade, March wheat opened overnight at 482 down 1. Last traded down 5. The May at 495.5 down 0.5. Last traded down 4.5. July wheat 505.25 down 1. Last trade down 4.75. In the corn pit, March overnight opened at 425.25, down 0.25, last traded down 3.75. May corn, 438, down 0.5, last traded down 4. July, 447, down 0.25, last trade down 3.75. September opened unchanged at 431.25, last traded down 2.25 cents. And December, down 0.25 on the open at 417.75, last traded down 2.5 cents. May oats opened at 252.5, down 0.75, last traded down 1.5. March soybeans at 778 overnight on the open, down 3/4. Last trade down 3.75. The May at 792.75, up 0.25. Last trade down 3.25. July soybeans 808.5, down 1 on the open. Last traded down 3.25. August rather 812.75, down 1.25 in the open. Last trade overnight unchanged in the August bean contract. November soybean meal, 227.50 on the open, down 10, last trade down 90. May, 233.80, down 10, last traded down 120. March bean oil at 30.68, down 3 on the open, last traded down 22. The May, 31.26, unchanged, last trade down 23. Joining us now for a pre-opening call is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Thanks for joining us, Ellen, and thanks for filling in today.
Good morning, Tom.
Let's go look at some of the outside markets that are possibly having an impact on what might be happening today, and things are in a bit of a sell-off mode everywhere. Oil was down yesterday, the Dow is down today, and overnight trade was down on the Board of Trade.
Yeah, we are seeing some pressure. The stock market really has taken a hard hit this morning, and the petroleum, too, and the metals as well. That doesn't bode well, particularly for the soybean side of things. Tend to be a more speculative market, along with the metals and the crude. I would say this morning, Tom, this bean market will be under pressure. We'll see an opening that's a penny and a half, maybe as much as 4 cents lower. Ed did talk a little bit about some weather getting straightened out in Brazil, and it looks like the extremely wet areas we'll see some dryness and some ability to get in and harvest the crop. I think the trade already has plugged in that Mato Grosso yields are down. So we'll need to see some new news there. Exports typically slow down at this stage of the game. Export bookings will slow down at this stage of the game, and that will be really a tip-off. Lots of resistance yesterday in the 790 area on the March beans.
And there was some profit-taking apparently late in the day as well yesterday. It might continue?
I would think so. We're moving into the end of the month tomorrow. That seems to be the funds bent as well.
All right. What are your calls for today?
corn be down 3 to 5 cents. The beans will be down 1.5 to 3.5, and wheat will be down 0.05 to 0.07.
And a quick take on the Merck today?
The Merck, I think, could be a little bit firmer. I particularly think that the cattle market will be up in the 25 to 50 cent range at the opening.
All right. Thanks for your time today, Ellen. Ellen Dearden is with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. As mentioned, the Dow is opening up much lower. It's taken a little bit of an upward turn since the open, but it's still down 120 points from yesterday's close at 12,512. The S&P 500 index down 15 points at 1435, and the NASDAQ is down about 41 points at 2464. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. The opening market report comes your way at 9:47 Central. It's 9:01.